Masechet Megillah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Bet, Mishnah says, Berashe Chodashim u'b'cholo shel Moed, Korin Arba'a, on Rosh Chodesh, and on Chol HaMoed, the middle days of a holiday, four people are called to read by the Torah, one more person than a normal weekday. So one extra aliyah happens in order to give the proper honor to the day. En pohatin mehen ve'en mosifin alehen. You're not allowed to have less than those amount of aliyot, less than four aliyot. You're also not allowed to add more than four aliyot. The reason being that even though we're talking about Chol HaMoed, we're talking about days that work is usually not done, there's still a type of work called Davar HaAved, where you're allowed to work to prevent a loss. So we want to make sure that people have the opportunity to go out and work if they need to, so we don't have such a prolonged extra tefillah. We don't continuously add. It's a set amount of aliyot. And that's why v'en maftirin banavi. We don't have a haftarah either on that day. Hapoteach v'achotem batorah mevarech lefaneha ul'achareha. The person who starts the reading of the Torah, the first aliyah, he says a beracha, and the person who finishes the last aliyah has a beracha at the end of his aliyah. The people in between do not say any berachot, like we discussed in the earlier Mishnah. In Mishnah Aleph, that was the ancient custom, but the custom nowadays did develop. Hachamim changed it, and they said that every single person goes up, they say a beracha at the beginning, and they say a beracha at the end of their aliyah. Zeha kelal, this is the general rule. Kol sheyesh bo musaf, ve'eno yom tov, korin arba'a. General rule, any day that there's a musaf offering brought, but it's not a yom tov, so that would be Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. We have four people who read the Torah, four aliyot. B'yom tov, hamisha. But if it was a yom tov, we have five people who are called to the Torah and get an aliyah. B'yom HaKippurim, shisha. On Yom Kippur, six people have an aliyah. U'b'Shabbat, shiv'ah. On Shabbat, we have seven aliyot. What we're doing over here is we're continuously going up in Kiddusha, all the way from the Kiddusha level, which is the lowest, which is the day of Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, all the way up to the highest level, which is Shabbat Kodesh. Now that we mentioned Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and Shabbat, we'll mention another halakha that applies to their aliyot. En pohatin mehen, aval mosifin alehen. You're not allowed to have fewer than the number of aliyot that we mentioned on those days, but you're allowed to add to them. You can add to them because there's no work that people are going to. So there's no rush. There's no Torah Sivur. You're not burdening the people by adding aliyot. Umaftirin banavi. And you add a haftarah for the Navi. Again, we can have people stay there extra. There's no rush. Hapoteach v'ahotem batorah mevarech lefaneha ul'ahareha. And the same halakha that we mentioned, the ancient custom of the person who starts reading the Torah and the last person who reads the Torah, say the berachot, the first reader says the first beracha, and the last reader says the last aliyah. All other readers don't say any of the berachot. And this goes along also with the ancient custom that the person who went up to the Torah read the Torah. Everybody was prepared. Everybody knew what was going on. Nowadays, of course, we have the Baal Koreh. We have the person who is the reader, the designated reader, and he reads all of it. In those days, the person who went up for the aliyah read the Torah as well. Masechet Megillah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah will talk about all things that you have to have a minyan present for. A minyan is defined as 10 men who are over the age of bar mitzvah. In order to do any of these mitzvot that we're going to talk about, you have to have them together in one area as a minyan. Mishnah says, En porsin et ha-shema. You're not allowed to divide up the Shema. What we're talking about here is if you have 10 people who came to shul, they came to synagogue late, when the rest of the minyan was already at Shema, they could stand together, they could say Kaddish and then Barichu, and then they say the first Beracha in Bitkok Kiryat Shema, which is Yotzer Or. That doesn't need a minyan for, but the Kaddish and the Barichu that a person would like to say does need to have a minyan. So you're not allowed to be pores ala shema unless you have 10 men together. V'in ovrin lifina teva, you don't have a hazan who says the hazara, who repeats the amidah after it's said silently. V'in nos'in et kapbehem, you don't have bitkat kohanim, where the kohanim bless the people in the hazara, in the repetition of the amidah. Ve'en korin batorah, ve'en maftirin banavi. You don't read the Torah publicly. You don't read the Haftarah publicly. Ve'en osin ma'amad u'moshav. You also don't do the ceremony of the standing and the sitting when carrying the person who passed away to the cemetery. On the way to the burial, the custom was to pause and to have eulogies delivered. They would sit and they would have them said. They would get up and they would sit down 7 times total to talk about the futility of life, how we have to take advantage of every moment, that life is short, and that a person has to take advantage of his ability to do mitzvot in this world. So we don't do that as well unless you have 10 men present. When there are only a few people over there, we don't go through this whole process. Rather, we have to have a minyan in order to make sure to get this done. Ve'en omrin bitkat avelim. We also don't say the blessing to the people who are mourning after the burial. The custom was they would sit down and they would say certain blessings in order to honor the people who were mourning. These blessings could only be said if there is a minyan present. Ve'tanchume avelim. We also don't create rows that the mourners should walk through in order to give them comfort. The custom was the mourners stood still while rows of people walked past them and spoke to them about how sorry they were that somebody passed away. Also, this only is done when there are 10 men present. Ubirkat hatanim, we don't say the 7 blessings, the sheva berachot, at a wedding or at a meal during the 7 days after the wedding unless there are 10 men present. Ve'en mezamenin b'Hashem, we don't say zimun in birkat hamazon with the name of Hashem. If there are not 10 men, pachot me'asara. All of these things can't be done if there are fewer than 10 men. Ubakarkaot, if somebody wants to buy land that belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, tish'ah ve'kohen, the value of what the land is worth could only be assessed and determined by 10 men. 9 of them could be regular Jews, but 1 of them needs to be a kohen. Ve'adam kayotze bahen, also a person who's donating his own value to the Beit HaMikdash. Someone says, I'm donating whatever I'm worth to the Beit HaMikdash. We don't know what somebody's worth. That assessment of the market value of that person is only determined the same way, by 10 men, and 1 of them has to be a Kohen.